Hello, this is Kieran Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and this survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I am.
As a Democrat, Republican?
Yes, I am. I don't like solicitation calls, so please be brief. I normally would not have even answered. I am a Democrat. I am registered Democrat. I plan to vote Democrat.
Okay, thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina?
I will vote.
And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Those are my two options. I have two options.
Yes, you can choose one of them.
Number one.
Okay, thank you.
I agree with that.
Now, can you please... Yeah, I really understand that, but the point was, which one do you agree with more, you know?
I understand. Please hurry, I'm trying to cook dinner. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
I really understand, okay. Well, can you please mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Roy Cooper.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Then we have Don Davis.
Very. Favorable.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
No. The very least that you have on your scale.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Larry Buckhout.
I don't know enough to make a decision about him yet.
Okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Hello?
But not as
okay.
Favorable as Harris.
Okay, it can be somewhat favorable.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. And if this year's presidential election were held today, will you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Harris.
Okay, thank you. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Stein,
okay, thank you. And in the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Larry Buckhout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Don Davis, please.
Thank you.
Is this going to last a lot longer? Because I need to go.
We are at half, I think. Can you please tell me, do you belong to a credit union?
Okay, I don't want to answer that question. Please skip to the next one.
Well, actually, I can't skip this question.
Okay, well, then I'm going to hang up because I don't want to answer that question. I've answered your others, and I understand you're trying to do a job. But you have called after 5, and I'm trying to cook dinner. So I'm sorry, but I have to go. Thank you, and goodbye.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.